What's up, Nerd of God Squad? My name's Ryan, and it's time for your Nerd of Godcast Daily Devo. So coming up here in a couple weeks from when I'm recording this is Pokemon Go Fest 2020. I am super excited. Pokemon Go Fest is the biggest Pokemon Go event of the year. It, for the last couple years, there's been several of them worldwide, but in the U.S. it's always been held in the Chicago area. You had to personally be in that area in a very specific section of town to participate in Pokemon Go Fest. Go Fest gets all these incredible Pokemon, this really cool research that leads to special Pokemon that you can only get through the event, increased rates of shiny Pokemon, all sorts of really cool stuff if you're really into the game. But Go Fest is something that, you know, between expenses and the fact I don't like airplanes, was difficult for me to achieve. I've never been to Go Fest. This year, because of the COVID-19 pandemic, Go Fest is virtual. Doesn't matter where you are in the world, you get to participate in Pokemon Go Fest if you pay the relatively nominal fee to participate in the event through the app. I will probably do so. I fully intend to. I really want to participate in a Go Fest. Now, I'd love to do it in person, but it's really cool that we get to do it through these means this time. Ultimately, though, I'd like to go to a Go Fest. I'd like to experience this in person with all these other trainers who really love Pokemon Go. I'd like to run around in Chicago or Indianapolis, Orlando, Nashville, wherever it would be, with people I know who play Pokemon Go, some of my really close friends, people I know online who play the game, like Nick. I think that would be awesome. This is the first year where I've had the opportunity to attend Go Fest without having to make any sacrifices, without having to make a huge commitment financially or travel a long distance by airplane that I really am not comfortable doing. But it's something I want to do in the future. I want to make those sacrifices. And I think it's something, as a Christian, I've got to become accustomed to. We have to make sacrifices for our faith. There are things we don't get to experience, or maybe aren't right for us to experience, because of our faith in God. Things that probably aren't the best for us to go to, or events or opportunities for us to attend because of what's going to happen there. Things that, because of our faith, are probably kind of unacceptable. In 1 Corinthians 10, 22-24, it says, "Shall we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? All things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful, but not all things build up. Let no one seek his own good, but the good of his neighbor." There are a lot of opportunities we're going to be given in this world. Bluntly, a lot of them are not good opportunities for us as Christians. They're not beneficial to us. They don't build us up. They don't strengthen us. They don't improve our relationship with God or our brothers and sisters in Christ, or provide us chances to witness to the world. They don't provide good outreach. They don't put us in good positions to make good choices, like Miss Mario always says. I encourage you guys, if you're put in a position that you're not sure is beneficial to you, particularly in your walk with God, don't be afraid to say no. Don't have the fear of missing out. Not everything is a good idea, and some things we need to let go of because they maybe aren't the best opportunities for us. That's all the time we have for today. For more Nerd of Godcast awesomeness, you can find the show wherever fine podcasts are consumed, or check them out over at thenerdofgodcast.com. For the Nerd of Godcast Daily Devo, until next time, I'm Ryan, and if you guys will excuse me, I gotta go get ready for GoFest.